I'm just kind of telling everyone, like, hey, this is what I can do. This is what I can bring. I very much want to learn the asset management piece in multifamily. A lot of deals have come across, and so I found someone that I felt comfortable with their experience that have gone full cycle.
Real estate is about freedom, choice freedom, time freedom, and money freedom, and the impact you can make with that freedom. But it doesn't come without cost. Your freedom takes work. That's why Neil Timmons brings together the tools you need to build your real estate legacy, from tips and tricks to interviews with industry titans. It's all here in one place. Real Grit. Let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Grit. I've got Max Mawala here. You know, first and foremost, he's a husband and father of three kids under 3 years old. So he's busy. He's the CEO and founder of API Investments. Co-owner of Live and Give Realty, managing member of Poly Capital Group. He's a busy man. 5 years as a single family investor, now focused on multifamily investing. We're getting into his backstory about how he quit his W-2 job. And now he's a general partner on 90 units and a limited partner in another 160. So I'm excited to have him here. Max, how are you?
Great, great. Happy to be here. Appreciate the introduction. And so I'm just ready to rock and roll and have a
yeah,
good time.
No, great. Well, tell me, we all started someplace. What was your first entry point into investing?
It was actually when I was in high school. My parents had a successful business and got into some real estate coaching and learned about real estate. Mm. And they started actually gotten very successful in real estate investing. And that was like my first introduction to real estate. I had no idea what they were doing. I was more of the gopher. They were doing a lot of fix and flips.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are we doing? You know, I was in high school and we'd show up to a house, this ugly, nasty, like abandoned, vacant home. And I'm just cleaning up. I'm like cutting the lawn. And I'm like, what are we doing? I'm learning how to do tile. Had no idea what we were doing until I got a little bit older. I'm like, what were we doing? It's like, oh yeah, we were fixing and flipping homes. So I'm like, that was my first introduction here. So yeah, that was my first introduction into real estate.
And then eventually it sounded like at some point then you got into being a single family investor yourself.
Yeah, it definitely took some time because I was in high school around 2000. I graduated 2005. That's when I was kind of helping out with the family business and real estate here. But then we all kind of know what happened in 2008 when the economy crashed. And my parents definitely got hit hard, very, very hard, lost it all. And caused like a huge scar in our family here to even get back into real estate. But I had known that I'd always wanted to do real estate, but it did take me some time. I actually went to school for accounting and business here. And then I kind of pursued the corporate route until I just recently, then I started just doing this as like a side hustle, real estate about five years ago in the single family space. But I really wanted to scale and kind of learn about multifamily and decided just to go all in this year.
So tell me the single family side, what was your entry point then about 5 years ago? Were you holding? Were you flipping?
Yeah, flipping, but mostly wholesaling, really. Okay. It was like a fun little game in between my meetings. I would stop in a neighborhood and like I would have like pre-foreclosure leads and I'd stop in a neighborhood and just go door knocking. Like, man, this would be kind of fun. Just kind of change up pace from what I was already doing. And I was already making decent money, you know, over six figures in my corporate job. Here, but it was like just a change of pace to do something different to get out of the car and go talk to people. And I would do a couple of wholesale deals just every year, and then actually picked up a couple properties in the meantime, just like through creative financing subject to, and then decided like, man, I think this is what I want to do, you know, as far as like if I want to do like financial freedom and all the things that come with and all the benefits of real estate investing.
How did that then, you're wholesaling, you generate some cash. How did that then progress? How did you progress into multifamily?
Well, about 6 years ago, before that, my really good friend had gotten into multifamily investing. Okay. And he, you know, that was the first time I had even thought about, like, you know, you're driving on the street and you look at these apartment buildings and you're like, man, like, I never even thought like you can own one of those, you know? Never even thought about it. And until he said, yeah, I'm buying apartments. I'm like, what? You know, like, how does that even work here? And then we would just talk about it, about what we were doing, but it never really, it was, you know, I wasn't very comfortable at the time, you know, making good money in my corporate job. So I wasn't really wanting to do anything else. And then about 2 years ago, I had started learning about it myself and this year that I'm really, really serious at the time here and like really wanting to get into. I'm like, man, this is the answer. This is what I want to do. But yeah, it all started about my friend here, and he was just buying all by himself here. Today, he owns a little over 600 units in wow. 6 years, and he's a single owner operator, and he's living a good life.
Nice. And so what was your entry point then into your first multifamily acquisition?
Yeah, so I joined a coaching program because I needed to speed up that learning curve. Yeah. There was a lot to learn. There's a lot that goes on, and I definitely didn't want to lose any money investing because that's always a risk here. And it was through just the network of the coaching program that I had joined here. I'm just kind of telling everyone like, hey, this is what I can do. This is what I can bring. I very much want to learn the asset management piece in multifamily. A lot of deals have come across until I found someone that I felt comfortable with their experience that have gone full cycle, meaning that they had sold the property, that they had got the returns that they're looking for and had a good track record.
Yeah.
Someone that I could really learn from until they come and say, hey, we're looking, you know, well, like, can you help us close the deal, raise some capital? You can learn some asset management piece at the same time. I said, yeah, I would love to. So definitely saw that opportunity, jumped on it, and was able to get that GP spot here. And actually just getting ready to close my own one here next week, actually.
Tell us about that deal. How many units?
That one, so this one's actually a portfolio deal.
Oh, okay.
It's some homes. There's 15 homes and then a 16 unit. So it's both together. It was direct to seller. And it's funny the way we found it, because we had found, it was a big portfolio that we had found through wholesalers. And it's in Mississippi. So there was different parts of Mississippi, and we were kind of like, all right, the price looks great. Let's go check it out, do some due diligence. Yep. Went there and the numbers were a mess. Nothing seemed to make sense. And the wholesalers thought that, I don't know, it just, everything didn't make sense. But while we were out there, we saw other apartments out there, and like, hey, so we kind of put our wholesaling hat on. It's like, let's go find who the owners are to the hat. Yeah. And it was 11:30 at night, and we were kind of crunching the numbers for the original deal we went out for. And we like found the number and called him at 11:30 at night. He answered the phone. I don't know why, but he was like, hey, you know, we're investors, we're real estate investors. We saw your property. We're very interested in it. Can we sit down and meet tomorrow morning at 9 a.m.? He said, yeah. He had some time. He met with us, and we kind of built that relationship until we kind of negotiated throughout this time, and finally came to a point where we both agreed on the price. And yeah. And so he's like, yeah, I have some homes that I really want to get rid of. And so we have a plan for that. We'll be turning a few to short-term rentals and sell the rest. But they're all very close in proximity. So we can be able to kind of use it as all multifamily. And then the 16 unit there, which is, it was a great deal. It's very, very much under market.
Have you ever called a seller at 11:30 at night besides this?
never. But we were out there, like, hey, we're out here, we're leaving tomorrow. If we can't meet tomorrow, we're going to miss this opportunity, because our flight was at 6 a.m. the next day.
Yeah.
The following day. So it's like, we have to meet with them tomorrow, or we're going to miss out on this opportunity.
Have you called a seller at 11:30 at night since?
No.
Have you considered that you're completely missing out by not doing so?
No. Most people are sleeping, but yeah, for some reason, we felt very strongly like we have to call him right now. And, you know, we followed that feeling, and it worked out. Thank goodness, you know, and he wasn't mad at us, and he was very, very nice. He gave us so much information that we needed, like that you only would know in that specific market, because it is a smaller market, but okay. Had a lot of good fundamentals that we were very.
He must
very
have been a night owl. Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. He had
something.
Yeah. And he's owned these properties for over 20 years, so he hasn't really increased any rents since then. I was like, man, this is a great opportunity. So,
have you been to the vault? RealGritVault.com. Listen, we've got multiple guests who come on, and oftentimes they bring us little tips, tricks, tools, scripts, Excel calculators, a multitude of things, and they share it. They share it for you. You can get them totally free. RealGritVault.com. Never been on the show, who's brought everything. It's all behind the vault. Get it. RealGritVault.com. What was the most challenging part going from wholesaling to syndication?
It's still the aspect of wanting a small piece of a bigger pie. You know, so because we're so used to getting like 100% of our own efforts, right?
Yep, correct.
And so it's like, well, do I really want to syndicate? And because when you're syndicating, you're splitting up into a smaller portion. You know, you're like, oh, now I'm getting like 20% or 40% or, you know, however much percentage of this thing. And so you're like, man, I want more of it, you know? It's like, but I think syndication, you're trying to change your mindset. It's really kind of, it is a different game in every aspect, but we still keep the same mentality of going after deals and searching for sellers. And I find everything fun about this here. And the point of working for myself is it's probably the best part, but it's just keep myself motivated, you know?
Was there any challenge to the underwriting of deals? Seems like in a wholesaler standpoint from a single family, that's one that requires a different skill set or a different underwriting procedure versus a multifamily underwriting procedure.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly. So in single family, it's all based on comparables, what's being sold or what people are buying at relatively close to what that property you're looking at. So you have this like ARV or after repair value. And then multifamily is based on like the NOI. So just, you can get deals, and I think a lot of people get deals, but they're like, now what? What do I do now? And that's where they always get stuck. And so I did have to learn how to analyze properties for multifamily there. And luckily, because I was in the coaching program, I had other people, individuals that I could compare notes to. I'm like, hey, here's the numbers I'm coming up with. Like, it looks like it's a good returns or a good purchase price. What do you think? And then like, oh, let's sit and go through it here. It's like, oh, actually you should add a little bit more for concessions or for vacancy or a little bit more here for reserves. And so that was very helpful, because just having someone just at least double check your work. But yeah, I think that's a work in progress. It's still something I still always work on, because you can always improve on figuring out different business plans.
And
you can kind of, it definitely is.
How do you determine what markets you'll go to when you're acquiring?
Mostly, I like to stay pretty close within like a 4-hour plane ride, or I guess I like to stay anywhere here in Texas, because I'm here in close proximity, and then people where I have close boots in the ground. Like, we lived in Arizona for 8 years. My wife's family is from Arizona, so we lived there. Utah, I grew up in Utah all my life until about 9 years ago. And so we'll look there. But then just anywhere we kind of have close boots in the ground, or we can get to fairly quickly.
Easy access.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense. What's your team structure look like now?
So I have me and 300 individuals that I had met here in Texas. And they're not part of the group, but one of them is a family member who we do the wholesaling company with. And then two others that we had met here. And just coincidentally, we're all Polynesians. And that was kind of one thing that drew us. But we all have very complementary skills that kind of help each other out. And I think we work very well together, which is always kind of a risk of partnering with others.
Yeah,
is are we team players, and do we get along?
Yeah, no doubt about that. What led you guys? You know, I guess how do you maintain the personalities? How are you able to build a congruent team there? What's led to that success?
Great question. One is, we do have one that always seems to kind of take the lead, and we kind of let her take the lead, and we're all very, I think because we are Polynesians, we're a little bit more respectful. There's a lot of respect aspect to when your elders. And so we always hear each other out. Yes, there's been times where it's got a little like heated, but we're always able to bring it back in. So I think because we're all fairly a little bit older, we're no one's older than like 50, but there's a sense of being mature. So we have the ability to keep it bring it back, not to get too offended on everything. We all have the same goal and end line. And so when we're keeping that in mind, there's no like hurt feelings. So
what's the next year look like for you guys? Where are you guys headed?
You know, I think this one's just our first acquisition. We just actually just got together this year here. This is our first one that we're going to be closing together. And I think we have quite a few deals in the pipeline, which is very exciting. A lot of LOIs that we're submitting. And so we never know where that's going to go.
Right.
But we have some pretty ambitious goals here within the next year, next 5 years, 10 years.
Yeah. Yep. No, which great. It's exciting for what's to come, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. It's always scary, because like, wow, that's a big number, you know, but I think it's enough to get you to get going, you know?
Yeah.
And so,
Let's do this. So I want to move on to the final segment, what I call four for impact.
Four for impact.
Okay.
Your favorite quote. I never said it would be easy. I only said it would be worth it. Mae West said it. What about that resonates most with you?
Yeah, I think everything in life is, it's all like being able to overcome hard things.
Yeah.
I always keep that in my mind. Like, I never said it would be easy. I only said it would be worth it. And everything that I've accomplished or happy or done in my life, it didn't come easy. And so it's because of that, you know, but of course, like, I never said it would be easy. I only said it would be worth it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just managing expectations.
Yeah, exactly. What do you think holds most investors back from hitting their personal next level?
I think unknown and fear, just that unknown could be scary. Like, you know, like when you get deals, you're like, now what? You just don't know. And that fear of losing money. There's that saying, you know, no deal is better than bad deal 100% of the time, but still you got to take action at some point, you know, and I think you can be able to de-risk or mitigate that by partnering with, you know, veterans or seasoned people who does have experience.
Outside of real estate, what are you most passionate about?
Man, sports. I love actually playing sports, but like family, my family and culture is probably what I'm most passionate about.
Yeah. What's your favorite way to make an impact in the community?
For Polynesians, especially Tongans, who haven't been in the States very long, the biggest way I'd love to impact is being able to expand their minds on what's possible outside of just sports. Most Polynesians usually make it out through sports, but it's just that there's just expanding their mindset that we're able to accomplish anything and that anything that we want here, especially in the United States.
Yeah. For people who want to find you, they want to connect, they want to learn more about you, where can they go? What should they do?
LinkedIn. LinkedIn is probably going to be the easiest way to get a hold of me. I'm on LinkedIn. You shoot me a message. I'm pretty active on LinkedIn, or at least check it here daily.
Yeah.
That is the easiest way.
Perfect. Where can they find you on LinkedIn? Just under your name?
Yep. Max Mawala, M-A-X Mawala, M-O-A-L-A, like koala with an M.
There you go. Perfect. Well, we'll make sure we get that that link in the show notes below. Max, I appreciate you taking the time to connect on and come on the show. It's fun story about how you've worked your way through single family to the point where you're now a general partner in multifamily and taking a deal down in short order.
Yeah. It's definitely been a lot of work, especially this one, because it's all a learning process and different things for sure.
Well, Max, I never said it'd be easy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Amen. Amen.
I love that. It's a great quote, man. Hey, I appreciate the time. Thanks a ton.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks again.
You bet. For everybody here, Real Grit, I'm Neil Timmons, reminding you that real estate requires real grit. See you next time. If you like our content and want more, you can access it at realgritpodcast.com. You hear it guest after guest. Instinctively, you already know it. But let me call it out. The most expensive action is inaction. The real estate market is full of opportunities. You just need to uncover them. You can build a business that lasts for years, makes monumental impact in the lives of those that you love. It's not just about business, but about the freedom you get because of it. Have you ever heard the saying, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. I believe that partnering is essential. In fact, I partner with hardworking investors all the time. The point is that you can get a lot further with the right partner. Let me say it again, the right partner. If you've ever thought about partnering with anyone, or if you have a partner now, I encourage you to download my free Partner and Profit Guide, which includes the top 5 must answer questions to evaluate a profitable partnership. You can find it at www.legacyimpactpartners.com. I'll see you in the next episode. Hey, it's Neil Timmons. I've got a question for you. Are you a fix and flipper and want to leverage your skills, build passive income, create bigger paydays? Maybe you buy and hold rental houses and you want to increase your income by working less. Maybe you're executing on the Burr methodology and times being what they are, you're finding more cash locked into a deal. Maybe you want more predictable profits, or maybe this is your first go at real estate. Well, I've got a challenge for you. The 20X Profit Challenge. It's hosted and taught by yours truly. I'm going to teach and show you over the course of 5 days in this totally free challenge, how to 20X your profit. Lesson one's a game changer, multiplying your income and capital fast. Lesson two is the perfect plan. I'm going to show you how to be getting off-market 20X profit deals coming to you. The cash flow multipliers, lesson three, how to rapidly force appreciation and income growth. Lesson four is the deal accelerator, buying and holding profit guarantee properties. and less than five, the Wealth Accumulator, consistently closing a 20x profit deals. I'm going to show you exactly my methodology, exactly what I did to go from where I was at, not achieving the results I wanted to achieve in my life, not achieving that passive income that I hoped for, that I knew I was capable of, and in 3.5 years becoming financially free. I'm going to do that in a 5-day free challenge. To sign up, go to 20xprofitchallenge.com, 20xprofitchallenge.com. We've got one coming up. Go there now, register, it's totally free. 20xprofitchallenge.com, and I'll see you in the challenge.